If you want to know about Chicago politics and the Chicago ethos in general, there's an old story that the long-admired politician, judge, and legal legend Abner J. Mikva tells about the time he tried to volunteer to work for Adlai Stevenson's campaign for governor back in 1948. The story goes something like this. On the way home from law school one night, Mikva saw a sign in a local ward committeeman's office for Stevenson. Being a Stevenson supporter, Mikva walked inside and asked if he could sign up to help the campaign. The committeeman, a surly-looking old Pole, took the cigar out of his mouth, looked Mikva up and down, and said, "Who sent you?" Mikva replied that no one had sent him, he just wanted to volunteer. Popping the cigar back in his mouth, the Pole turned away from him and said dismissively, "We don't want nobody that nobody sent." And that was that. This is the way we do things in Chicago. You know somebody? Okay, come in. You don't know nobody? Scram. This is especially true for actors who wish to be seen in the offices of our city's casting directors. You think you can just walk in off the street and audition for a movie or a commercial? Here, talk to this committeeman over here. He has something he'd like to say to you. If you want to see a casting director, you need an agent. No ifs, ands, or but I'm really goods. But getting an agent in Chicago? Not so tough. Most people, once they've been around the block a few times, land an agent. And then, before you know it, you're finally being seen by the infamous and secretive casting directors. Out here in Los Angeles, however, they run things a little differently. If you want to be seen by a particular casting director, chances are you'll have the opportunity, agent or no. That's right. You play your cards right, and on a night of your choosing, you can show up, hand over your picture and resume, present a scene to them, get some feedback, and maybe, though it is by no means guaranteed, you could get called in to audition for your favorite television show or film. The catch? You knew there had to be a catch, right? Your audition comes with a price. And depending on who you see, that price can be either relatively small or, in some cases, not too goddamn small. The practice is informally known as pay to meet, and it requires no modifiers beyond that. You are literally paying money to, quote-unquote, audition for someone who may or may not be working on a project that you're good for. And out here, pay to meet is big business. Here's how it works. There are acting studios all over the city with names like The Actor's Key or The Actor's Group or Waste Your Money Here. That last one may be fictional. These studios contract with agents, managers, and casting directors, let's call them People to Know or PTKs for short, to host workshops, which they then publicize to their studio's clients. The clients, of course, are the desperate actors of LA, most of whom do not have agents to submit them to the PTKs. So, the actors pay a fee to become members of these studios, and in turn, they get a monthly list of workshops. The actors then look through the list of PTK workshops, check out the credits of each PTK, and if they see someone they like, ooh, she casts Modern Family, they sign up, pay a fee, and snag a spot to audition. How much are these workshops? As I said, it depends. Are you a low-level casting assistant at a smaller agency? You might get 10 or 15 bucks per person. Each workshop is usually limited to around 20 people. But if you're a head casting director from a big agency, you might be able to command $50 or $60 or more per audition from each of the actors. So that's $60 times 20 actors. Did you get $1,200 a night for your final answer? Because I did. Of course, at the beginning of each session, during the preliminary Q&A that they traditionally offer, they make a very plain disclaimer. This is not an audition or a guarantee of work. This is just an opportunity to get feedback from a casting professional. Unsaid, who will then use your money to tip the pool boy and have his Lexus detailed. Now I ask you, can you conceive of a more loathsome practice? Picking the pockets of non-working actors for the chance to meet a high-powered casting agent who will, in all likelihood, then use your headshot to line their cockatiel's birdcage? Isn't that the worst scam you ever heard of?